So starting this weekend at White Park, the greatest show on horse, and it just got better. It's going to be a fantastic event. Plenty of stuff to enjoy for those of us that love the horses here in the horse capital of Australia. One of the competitors who will be there is Leah Reid, and she joins us today. Leah, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm very good, and yourself?
Very good, thank you. Leah, what do you compete in?
So we compete in camp drafting, Stockman's Challenge, and cow horse events. We're based up in Queensland, Mundubbera, and train horses here for events such like the Greatest Show on Horse.
All right. So you're coming all the way down from Queensland. You must be keen and looking forward to the competition.
Oh, absolutely. It's not every day that this kind of calibre of show gets put on for us. We are very lucky to compete a heap of good shows and well-run ones, but we haven't seen the money like this in our deal, so we're very excited to bring a good team down and have a crack at it.
Lee, you give the impression that this show might be on a par with some of the big shows.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of camp drafts these days that are starting to see a lot of prize money, and you know, which brings out great horses. I think the industry at the moment's blooming with the horse flesh and trainers that are, you know, very capable and doing a great job. And I think what we're going to see down at this show that Jay's putting on is some of the best horses in the country, some of the best trainers in the country, all rocking up at this one venue to have a crack at the big one. So,
Leah, given what's happened over the last couple of years, is this the first competition you've been able to get into? I imagine things shut down for a while.
Yeah, as the whole world kind of didn't it? It all shut down. We were pretty lucky. It started up pretty good for us once everything went going. We've had a full 12 months this year of competing and showing, and which has been great to get back into the swing of things. I know that it's been probably a bit of a tough road for a lot of people on that, but the horse industry seemed to stay pretty good, and it's such a great industry to be a part of. As soon as we could all get back going, and everyone did what we could and put on events, which we're all very appreciative of.
Is it like a community for you, getting back to seeing all the people that you've known and competed against in the past?
Oh, absolutely. It's like your extended family, you know. We're very lucky. The industry is a very welcoming industry, and the people we kind of compete all year, so we're seeing everyone every couple of weekends, and yeah, it's a great learning experience when you get to go and sit and watch these guys. And I think that this Greatest Show on Horse is actually going to probably bring people from every different aspect. There'll be cutters, camp drafters, challenge people, cow horse followers. You know, it's going to bring everybody out, and we're all going to get there back together and cheer each other on, and you know, hopefully we can. We're all going to be out there to win it, but I know whoever wins it, the rider and the horse that wins it's going to be, you know, well deserving. So
how about your horses? Are they rearing to go? I imagine they've been stuck in a paddock, just you know, following their nose for the last couple of years.
No, we've been. It's a pretty good, you know. There's a fair bit of preparation that goes into having a horse ready for an event kind of like this, and. Yeah, it doesn't stop even. It never stops, even when we weren't, you know, competing. The training program, the fitness program, and feeding program for them all stays very intense. And yeah, I think we got ours all looked over and pulsed and massaged and all that yesterday. So hopefully they're feeling on top of their game. So when they get down there, you know, we can throw the hammer out and see what they've got. And yeah, hopefully push them as far as we can.
So. The horses are athletes just like yourself, Leah.
Absolutely, yeah. I think they actually probably get treated better than ourselves. So.
As long as you get a brush at the end of the day, you've got to be happy with that most, don't you?
That's it.
Look, the Scone Toyota Greatest Show on Horse, it starts this weekend, runs until the 17th of September. Leah Reid, good luck in the events that you'll be competing in, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I hope everyone has the best of luck to get down there, and I can't wait. If anyone's around, make sure they go over and have a look at it, because I know it's going to be world-class show. And, yeah, we're just so excited to be able to be down there with everyone. Thank you so much.
No worries. Yeah, check it out at one of the great locations. That's White Park in Scone. There's always a great seat in the house there. Every seat is a great seat in the house. Leah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.